AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is focusing on pressure placed on state election officials by then-President Donald Trump over the results of the 2020 election. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson gave taped testimony about crowds outside her house.
Are they coming with guns? Are they going to attack my house? I'm in here with my kid. You know, I'm trying to put him to bed. And so it was... That was the scariest moment, just not knowing what was going to happen.
Committee member Democrat Adam Schiff says the election system held, but barely.
The state pressure campaign and the danger it posed to state officials and to state capitals around the nation was a dangerous precursor to the violence we saw on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
The pressure was fueled by the defeated president's false claims of voter fraud. At a hearing in Texas on the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Colonel Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, said there is compelling evidence the law enforcement response was an abject failure. McCraw says there were enough officers on the scene to have stopped the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the school. They waited for over an hour.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
The on-scene commander was the Uvalde School District Police Chief, Pete Arredondo. McCraw also said the door of the classroom where the gunman was not locked, but police were waiting for a key. The Forest Service has multiple miscalculations, inaccurate models, and a lack of understanding of just how dry things are in the Southwest resulted in a planned burn to reduce the threat of wildfires, which turned into the largest fire in New Mexico's recorded history. Police in Houston say a 5-year-old boy died after being left in a vehicle as his mother prepared for a birthday party. This is AP News. The Supreme Court rejected a corporate appeal over the weed killer Roundup. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Bayer, which makes Roundup, asked the high court to shut down thousands of lawsuits claiming the weed killer causes cancer. But the justices have left in place a $25 million judgment in favor of a California man who says he developed cancer from using Roundup. Bayer has won several state court trials involving similar cases, but a federal appeals court last week rejected an EPA finding from 2020 that Roundup's weed-killing ingredient is not likely to cause cancer in humans. It ordered the agency to look again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At his impeachment trial, prosecutors say South Dakota Attorney General Jason Ravensburg lied to investigators and abused the power of his office after he struck and killed a pedestrian. Ravensburg's attorney says it was an accident. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.